Fiction precedes fact in our mediated society. Baron Munchausen, for example, traveled to the moon in 1785. Fiction is now taking us to stranger places than the moon. Consider the Matrix trilogy, which forced millions to seriously consider the possibility that our world is in fact virtual, a vast computer construct, and that all of us living here are complex programs. In science, controversy precedes fact. New paradigms are usually attacked by the reigning establishment and are only accepted if they prove, over time, to explain more than prevailing ideas. Thus, Darwin's theory of evolution replaced the theory of acquired traits because it explained fossil evidence that was otherwise mysterious. Some scientists and philosophers are now proposing a crazy theory that I rather like. They suggest that we really do live in a matrix-type world, because the odds favor it. Their reasoning goes something like this. Artificial intelligence is likely to happen. Humans have been computing for just a few decades, and we're already close to genuine machine intelligence. So within a few centuries, humans will create actual artificial intelligence, digital beings with self-consciousness. But they will still be, in essence, programs, and programs can be copied and distributed infinitely. So, shortly after one AI exists, millions will exist. And all those AIs will perceive themselves to be in some sort of complex universe. After all, to be, you need space to be and time to be, even if space and time are illusions. And our sun is young compared to other stars. Not only do the odds favor the existence of other intelligent beings, the odds also suggest that they are millions of years older than us. So their experimentation with computers took place a long time ago, and the artificial intelligences they created have been replicating all that time. This chain of reasoning leads to the conclusion that AIs vastly outnumber natural beings, which leads to the conclusion that we are AIs, living in a virtual world, since that is the most likely possibility. This idea is appearing over and over in popular art and video games, and viewing the world we live in as virtual also explains a lot of anomalies that puzzle science. For example, scientists have no good theories to explain why mathematical formulas describe reality so well. But if the world is a vast computer program, this phenomenon is easily explained. A virtual world also accounts for spiritual riddles that science won't touch. Mystics tell us that time and space are illusions, and that there is an inescapable underlying unity. And of course, these statements are true if the world is all bits on a hard drive. So it may be true that we all live on some equivalent of a computer hard drive, but it may also be true that it doesn't really matter. After all, virtual or not, this is our reality. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.